Yes, yes, yes. How's it going out there? Welcome. Welcome, all you new listeners. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are, in fact, listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show! What's up, everybody? Guess what? It is the special and now the traditional post-WrestleMania show. In the studio today, Carolyn, who do we have here?
We have Matt and Brian in the studio who just watched WrestleMania 30 with us.
Let's hear you, Matt.
How you doing?
Let's hear you, Brian.
WrestleMania 30, instant classic.
Instant classic. Instant classic.
But we're comparing it to 29.
So, yes, everyone, this is a tradition. Basically, you guys know we are fans of professional wrestling. Carolyn and I, everyone here, love professional wrestling. Not just WWE, but everything else that has to go with it, the good stuff. I'm a filmmaker, I'm a photographer, I'm a writer. Carolyn's a cartoonist. Matt, what are we going to call you? what can we call you? Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh fan.
What about you, Brian? What do you do, sir?
You're sports nut, and now I am...
We're going to do former?
No, well, I'm a modern-day Al Bundy.
Modern-day Al Bundy.
I sell men's shoes for a living. Sell $400 men's shoes for a living.
But you're still a sports nut. You're still...
I still am, but not a professional. I'm an amateur now.
Definitely. So this week we're going to talk about WrestleMania. It's fresh in our minds. We were waiting to see if they're going to have a playback or if they're going to have the post show like they usually do. We got the WWE Network, but there was nothing. So we're like, let's just record this podcast right now. Matt can join us for as long as he can. Brian will join us for as long as he can, but as long as it's fresh in our heads. So we got 1 minute until Carolyn's news kicks in. What's overall, guys? Brian and Matt. The one thing that sticks out in your head.
The black guy.
Brian, what is this black guy that he's talking about?
One of the greatest facial expressions you'll ever see on national TV or pay-per-view TV or TV in general. After The Undertaker lost, this guy had the most amazing expression. Because it wasn't an expression. It was like he died. It was like the guy's soul was up in the air next to Paul Bear. And he just... The guy's face just died. The black guy turned into a white ghost.
Exactly.
On TV.
Made too of the black people turn white, but that guy did live on pay-per-view.
And that's one thing that we're definitely going to talk about during this show is that WrestleMania 30, the biggest shock of them all, at least for us, at least for me, I don't know, a lot of people, maybe everyone on the internet, but the Undertaker's streak has ended. Holy crap. But now it's time for the Carolyn's News. Kick it, Carolyn.
Kick it. The streak has ended. That is the big news of the day. But also, Curl's Studio will be at AwesomeCon on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Yes, it's a 3-day show. And that is in less than 2 weeks. So get your tickets at awesomecondc.com. And for those of you that didn't know, Joe actually produced the commercials, and the commercials will be on site on all of the TV screens around at the DC Convention Center. So that's pretty amazing. So if you haven't seen it yet, you're going to see it at the show. And Joe and I have 4 panels between us. From off the top of my head, I can say the first one that I know of is our The Other Side of the Table podcast, which we've done at New York Comic Con twice, and we're bringing it to DC for the first time. And that is on Saturday morning. We also are actually recording a live Carolyn and Joe show at AwesomeCon, which is pretty amazing. That is also on Saturday, I believe a little bit in the afternoon.
And rumor has it that there's going to be not one, not two, but 3 special Walking Dead guests during the Carolyn and Joe show. So it's going to be absolutely insane. If you love Walking Dead, we're going to have 3. There's a rumor.
It's a rumor.
It's a rumor. It hasn't been announced yet.
It's a rumor. Because, you know, you'll hear it first, but, like, say negotiations are in the process.
And then Joe is actually having a wrestling panel on Saturday afternoon, and that should be pretty amazing because last year he did the first ever AwesomeCon wrestling panel and apparently blew the lid off of everything, so it has high expectations this year. And then on that Sunday, I'm going to take part in a panel about female cartoonists. So between us, we have 4 panels going on. That's pretty amazing. And we'll also be in Artist Alley. And I just posted earlier the map where we'll be in the hall on the main floor in the Artist Alley section. And I also posted the schedule and room numbers for all four of our panels. So go to curls-studio.com for all the details and how you can meet us and how you can actually attend a live Carolyn and Joe Show podcast. So thanks for listening, and we'll dig in more on this WrestleMania stuff.
Well, definitely, if you want any more news on AwesomeCon, just go to awesomecondc.com, and you'll see the whole thing. It's all laid out there. You know, you'll be able to listen to this show all week, and then you'll get hyped, and we'll definitely get more promotion happening next week, because it'll be a week away. But, is that the end of Carolyn's news?
Yeah.
Did they find that plane in Malaysia yet?
I think they found the parts of it.
That's the only thing I'm hearing in the news.
Those are the people who planned the Undertaker's loss. So what happens?
Hydra.
So hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
I want to say that now. If no one's seen Captain America: Winter Soldier, I'm a big fan of that movie. Have you seen it? You didn't like it?
I'm watching it.
Oh, okay,
I kind of like the Arabia, but you recommend it.
I recommend if you like spy stories, because this Captain America: Winter Soldier.
Better than the Avengers, though.
They're both great. I can't say either one. This is a total different movie. But if you love, you can take the character of Captain America out of this, and it's still a good spy thriller story with lots of insane action and twists and turns.
I'll check it out.
So, WrestleMania just happened. WrestleMania 30. Brian. What was your favorite moment of this show?
I would say
the black guy.
Was it always the black guy?
Shaw loves that black guy.
But he always loves any black guy.
You know what you guys need to have? You need to find this guy on the internet. I'm sure he's been found by now. And you need to have him on the Carolyn and Joe show sometime.
Yeah. Sometime.
He needs to be on the wrestling panel.
We need to go to New Orleans. If he's even American. We don't even know if he's American. There's so many international
flavors. He's like, he'll be like a black guy from Russia.
Oh, my God.
So Brian,
it'll be like part of the KGB and shit.
So what?
A KGB, like a Russian mob.
Yeah,
watch that movie Rounders, where they had like the anyway.
But you have to go with the Undertaker finally losing 21-1.
What was the most shocking part about that match?
He got beat by fucking Brock Lesnar,
and the match was boring. It was a match that you would. I was falling asleep. I had to get some caffeine in me to finish that match.
Yeah,
I mean it was a terrible match. I mean, how are you going to end? That could be his career-ending match.
We'll always remember.
He loses to Lesnar. Who will he fight against? Lesnar again? Rematch?
Yeah. What's left for that? You know, what I mean, because I was listening to Jim Ross and I was listening to all the podcasts, and they were asking questions about like, should the Undertaker streak end? And then Jim Ross was like, no.
Yeah.
There's no money in that. That streak should not ever lose or not ever end. Is that something that you agree with?
No. They used it to hype up Brian. The fact that they had the black guy at the end being that shot with the Daniel with the shirt promoting Daniel Bryan, you know what I mean? That makes it right there. Like, dude, Daniel Bryan's got to win. Now,
this is like a conspiracy theory from that.
Yeah. now the way he won, it could have been a better match. I mean, Randy Orton, I'm pretty sure, got legitimately hurt when he fell on that monitor.
Yeah.
I mean, and Batista, I don't know. Batista couldn't do it.
But I don't think he was hurt, Batista.
No, Randy Orton, though.
Blood was shed.
Yeah.
What did you think about that Undertaker match, Carolyn? I saw you were a little sleepy during that one.
I don't know, man. My reaction was crazy because, first of all, I won't say I was asleep, but the match was getting boring and I was getting tired.
What made this match not...
Yeah, a bit bored, like the whole match.
So basically, I was watching it with one eye open and like halfway kind of like, and then I was like, you know how you're kind of like halfway in dream state.
Yeah.
And like, but I was still paying attention. It wasn't like I was trying to go to bed. It was just that like, it was putting me to sleep, but I was still trying to pay attention. But sometimes like for myself personally, sometimes I just want to listen to it and not watch it. If it's not as like interactive, I guess, if it's not as like speeding up and high flying and stuff. Since that match was so slow and like the movement was draggy, I was like, well, I'm just gonna take this opportunity to go in my dream state
take
a cat nap and then like, but watch it with like one half eye open. And then like, you know, so I'm hearing it and then I hear the count out and like a second, you know, the second that they basically do a three count on Undertaker and I'm like, what? And then like I actually lifted up like as if the Undertaker was supposed to lift up. That's what Danny was like, well, you lifted up like as if the Undertaker was supposed to. And I was just like, what the heck? You know, like, I was just like, what is this? Like, I was shocked because I did not think that... I don't think that the moment was right yet. And I almost thought that I was like, whoa, did Undertaker, like, forget to count out?
Matt, is that sort of a similar feeling to have? Did it not feel right?
I remember I planned on going out, you know, to smoke. And, you know, I'm ready to go out and smoke. And then, like, I'm looking and I'm, like, fucking shocked. I'm like, Lesnar got the fucking pin. And then, like, everybody in there, like, the black guy shocked. There about, like, nine other people that were like, what the fucking fuck?
Now, what's you know the, what do, I mean? do you guys feel that? Did it feel right? Was that something?
I think it could have felt right, but I think Lesnar didn't even bring any, like, the fact that Lesnar
won. Paul Heyman needed to interfere.
Like, Lesnar didn't even feel that dramatic. There was no dramatic involved.
Lesnar's got no emotion.
Undertaker was on the ground, and that was that, and that was that. And then it took him 5 minutes to walk out the stage and the ring, and I just didn't like Lesnar winning. So anybody but Lesnar.
If Paul Heyman would have fucking interfered, okay. That really shitty finish they had when Nash beat Goldberg back in like 1998.
What was that?
with the taser.
Oh, okay.
Paul Heyman would have done that tonight, it would have been better than the finish that they had.
So was it just anticlimactic?
It didn't seem like it happened.
Yeah. Part of me felt like, this is, looking back at it now, this is how I feel about it. I look at the performance, and it almost feels like someone in the back was like, Undertaker's going to lose. And then both of them, they're just like, really? And then they went out there, and they just didn't care. You know what I mean? They're just like, okay. It looked like, looking at the ending now, looking at the performance, it just feels like they just went into cruise control. Like, okay, I guess we'll do our best, but now we don't really like it, so we'll just shit on it ourselves.
Well, it's definitely an end of an era for WrestleMania, because you cannot promote The Undertaker anymore, in my opinion, for WrestleMania. Once he has that one loss now, I mean...
Okay. The money's gone, you know?
And one thing I did like about this WrestleMania was the new Royal Rumble type thing. The Battle Royal.
Andre the Giant Battle
Royal. Big Show didn't win, you figure Big the Giant will win the Giant Trophy.
He was the favorite.
That's good to have. I mean, that's something that WWE can have for the next decade.
Yeah.
For WrestleMania.
Now, did you guys, Carolyn, did you enjoy the Battle Royal?
Yeah, I really did. I liked a lot of moments on it. I liked Fandango's dancing, and I liked the Kofi... Always he has, like, some weird tactic to stay on board and not hit the ground with his feet. So I like that. And I did think that Big Show was going to win. But when Cesaro won, I was happy with that. So that was impressive. And I like all his swinging and all that.
Matt, are you a fan of Cesaro?
About to watch it tonight, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he brought a...
I remember you were like, well, how come he's not wearing knee pads?
Well, in the beginning, no, he's wearing knee pads.
Thigh armbands.
I will give it that. Why the fuck would you wear knee pads like not on your knees? Why would you wear them? Like, you know what I mean?
It's kind of like
if I wore like a hockey mask and shit on my hand. Yeah, you know what I mean? you know what I mean? You got the padding, and it'll be like, what the fuck? I have padding here, but I'm not wearing it where, you know? Like, if I had a hockey mask, but I'm holding it on my hand.
It's like
a garter belt. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? Hey, you know?
Yeah, but see, like, I feel like because his character is so strong.
It doesn't matter. Like, yeah. It's a poor, okay. All right, I got you. But,
Do you like Cesaro, Brian? Because I feel like after this pay-per-view, if anything, even he's one of the breakout stars for me out of this whole WrestleMania. Do you feel like the same way?
I mean, I think he's a solid wrestler, but
is he
a guy that's going to carry the company? Is he a guy that you're going to pay-per-view or you're going to watch the WWE Network?
He's a good worker. He's an Intercontinental Champion. Yeah,
exactly. So
what exactly, because now that brings into that conversation of say Daniel Bryan, because like that's the same, the battle is always like, can he be the face of the WWE? You personally, seeing his character, you know, you're just like saying, like, is he Cesaro the one that can carry the company? Now that we all know that, like, Daniel Bryan, you know, he beat Triple H, and then, you know, he won the night, basically, do you now think, like, he can carry the company because he has the belt?
I think he's peaked tonight. Tonight is his all-time peak as a pro wrestler.
I agree.
I think he had a great night. He's had a great run. Some great catchphrases. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. But overall, how can he beat tonight? I don't think he can for the rest of his career. He's plateaued. He's peaked. And I think WWE's in trouble to try to find a new star because Randy Orton's boring. Batista's boring. Brock Lesnar's boring. You don't have CM Punk anymore.
Yeah, they fucked
I mean,
up
they don't have anybody, with the exception of Daniel Bryan right now. They need to find somebody. And the Wyatt guy, I mean, that's interesting, but I think he's a boring wrestler. As a pure wrestler, he's boring.
What about you, Carolyn? How do you feel Daniel Bryan was treated throughout the whole night of WrestleMania?
I think, like, at first I was getting worried for him because sometimes Triple H just, like, beats the crap out of him. And so I get worried about that. And then, like, after the Undertaker streak ended, then I was like, man, anything goes at this point. Like, I kept going back and forth in my mind if Daniel Bryan would win or not, because I think everyone in the room, like, as we're watching this, and I think everybody, like, in the audience wants to see Daniel Bryan win. But then WWE, like, throughout the past year has always been taking it away from Daniel Bryan. So it's always, like, this push and pull. It makes me feel like he's never going to have that opportunity. But then I realized he was going to get that opportunity, and he did win. So that was pretty. It was pretty fun to see that. I mean, as far as like him plateauing for his whole career, I don't know if that's true just yet because we can't really predict the future. But yeah, this is like a monumental day in the history of Daniel Bryan.
Because how do you really break? How do you beat that?
Or I mean, you can't really. Like, you can be like, I am the champion of all of wrestling.
Bring in another guy that can have good matches.
I would say CM Punk, just because I'm wearing his shirt right now.
If you have CM Punk against Daniel Bryan, that would be unbelievable.
And that would be basically like ROH.
Well, you know what? WWE didn't create either one of them.
Yeah,
they're not going to put both of them in the main event.
And they're not going to make him look strong.
But I think this is the end of Orton.
It's the end of Orton?
The end of Orton at the top.
At the top. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't bring anything anymore.
I mean, to me.
Did he ever?
He's good as like a heel, but I've never even looked at him as ever like something to carry the company. And it's even been traced before, even with the buys and people going to house shows, is that like people don't really pay to see him, you know? I guess he has a look. A lot of girls like him, right?
I think Cena will make one more run. I think he'll
as
be
champion?
One more run.
He'll make one more run by the end of the year. I think that who do you promote right now if you're WWE out of all these guys? Cesaro?
I mean, Cesaro's good, but I feel like Cesaro is, again, he can't be a face, but he'll be a strong contender to be like one of the backbones. Like, you can build people around Daniel Bryan, build people around that, because right now, like, we are like in the new movement of like, because you have the Usos, you have Cesaro, you even have I guess you'd count Big E. It is like a youth movement that's happening right there, you know, and it's interesting, but it also at the same time it's weird because it's uncertainty, because now with the Undertaker streak going, now I'm like, wow, what else is going to happen in this future?
Anything goes now. It's the anything goes WWE.
They develop new talent.
New talent. I mean, they have NXT. Matt, do you watch NXT?
I haven't watched it, Ben. I got into the Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor, yeah.
Yeah, after you showed me that. Yeah, I dig that. But, I mean, there are people who are at WWE and TNA now, though. I got the old, you know, I watch the old pay-per-view.
And we had that match. We had the even more Ring of Honor people. We got Seth Rollins, who was
Shield.
Tyler Black.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you guys feel about that Shield match, quote-unquote match?
That crap match.
Do you remember the match?
Yeah.
It was a squash match.
Billy Gunn, Road Dogg, and Kane. Yeah.
It's funny because that match itself was sort of just like, you could have had so many other, to me, you could have had more matches other than that match.
It brings up a point where I think if The Undertaker were to have lost to somebody, it would have been great to see him lose to Kane.
It's true. I mean, that would have been nice.
Oh, he's got beaten by Kane before.
No, at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, I know it's not going to be as marquee as... Actually, it would have been marquee. I think that's the guy that would have been great. Just throwing it out.
Well,
there.
Let's go around the table then. Let's see who would have been better for you guys in your own opinion to beat the Undertaker. We'll start with Carolyn.
Anyone else but Brock.
Well, name one person. Because it's funny because Undertaker, because way back when has been quoted in saying that like if someone was going to beat the streak, he would have said it would have been Brock Lesnar. So it's
he would have always said that.
Well, he said that would have been one of them. That would have been he's okay with Brock beating
him. Maybe it was all Undertaker's plan.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is
the
for
way
for you,
it looked like fucking shit.
Yeah, but for you, who would you rather have seen defeat the Undertaker?
I might need a while to think about it.
Well, just off the top of your head.
My tit.
Yeah, off the top of your tit.
Off the top of your tit.
We'll go to Brian first. Off the top of your tit.
I just, honestly, I think Kane. Kane would have been great. I think that whole match, there could have been something like, I would have liked if they would have brought like a Paul Bearer essence to that match. You know, with him passing away, with him going to the Hall of Fame the night before, it would have been just interesting to have some creepy, like, you know, I know with modern day technology, you can bring Paul Bearer back, ooh, and all
that. Do like
that.
What they did with the like, Tupac. End, like, Tupac.
Yeah, with Tupac. Yeah. Or have
the hologram. Like,
hologram.
Have
hologram.
If Lesnar wins, have Lesnar win, and then have Lesnar put the Undertaker, you know, in a coffin. Like something just totally dramatic where it's like, your ride is over, Undertaker.
I felt like the whole opening looked awesome, like with all of the caskets of each person that the Undertaker has ever defeated. So there's like, you know, 21 caskets, and then the 22 casket has Brock Lesnar's name on it. It opens up, it's glowing, and then it's on fire. So, like, honestly, it made me feel like Undertaker was going to win, which is what everyone expected anyway. But then there was just, like, no momentum throughout the whole match, and then there was just a shock value of, like, oh my god, I can't believe that happened. But then there was no, like, official, like, there's no nail in the coffin.
So here's a question I have for you, Matt. Have you been paying attention to the product lately, like the storylines?
Partially. I mean, after you showed me Ring of Honor, I'm like, damn, I
just gotta watch more Ring of Honor.
I went back, I got another old Ring of Honor DVD. I'm like, man, you know, and there are dudes in Ring of Honor. I'm like, damn, like I didn't know they could fucking wrestle like the Shield guy, dude from fucking Austin Aries, dude. I don't know that dude could fucking wrestle.
Yeah, Austin Aries is in TNA now.
But watching TNA, but he doesn't do shit like that.
They don't let him do that,
He did that, that fucking, like, the frog splash with, like, the four fucking flips and shit. I don't know that dude could do that.
7-9, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever the fuck you talk, but I mean, like, from watching that, I have been paying attention to the product. I tried to get back into it, but they're too fucking repetitive.
But here's the problem I had. Well, I had a feeling. I don't know if it was a problem, but I had a feeling towards this match and compared the Undertaker versus Lesnar match in comparison to the CM Punk versus Undertaker match. And that was the CM Punk Undertaker match.
Yeah.
There was more of a fire behind that because, like, Punk, like, I felt like
Punk's a good worker.
And also, like, just the build up itself felt like there was more meaning and dastardliness to it. Even though that one felt a little rushed,
they used the Undertaker. Incorporated it. Yeah.
But see, there was something with this one where it's like, okay, so Brock Lesnar, Undertaker challenges Brock Lesnar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To a match.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, okay, so Brock Lesnar goes into the ring. He's like, there's no competition in for me. And then all of a sudden, gong. And then it's The Undertaker. I'll face you at WrestleMania. And then the next week, they do like the smoke and mirror stuff where casket comes out and, oh, I'm scaring him. And then the next week after that, then Brock Lesnar does the F5. And I'm like, I wasn't really feeling like there was heat behind this.
Yeah.
And which makes me more feel disappointed in the fact of, like, the match didn't have heat. And then Undertaker lost. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, he's the one who did the challenge and he lost. And I felt like, I don't know, did you feel that, Brian?
I think it's just Brock Lesnar. I don't think it has anything to do with the Undertaker. Just Brock Lesnar as a wrestler.
Fucking
he
shit.
Reminds me of, like, he has the Jimmy John sponsorship on his pants, on his shorts. And then he also, you know, he reminds me, he's a UFC guy, pretty much. I mean, he's not a pro wrestler.
A pro wrestler, though.
Well, he was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right now, I mean, he's just a guy getting a paycheck. I saw that as a guy getting a paycheck versus The Undertaker. That's all it was.
Honestly, I thought about your question from the top of my tit.
Yeah.
And
the top of the tit.
And
Mount tit.
And Mount tit. The Mount tit. And my answer actually might surprise you, but it would have been better if John Cena beat
John Cena.
Undertaker.
That would have been a fun match. That would have been actually an entertaining match.
A lot of people would say, we're thinking that, like, oh, it should be the number one guy. Maybe John Cena should defeat The Undertaker. Matt, do you agree with that? Would you like
Has
to see?
John Cena ever been like against The Undertaker?
I feel like Flair should have beaten him back in, like, 2003. Back in 2003 or 2004. Flair should have beaten
him.
But
would you disagree with John Cena being the one?
Over Lesnar, yeah. They're going to keep him in the company. He's banging the hot Bella twin. He's going to be there because, like, you know, she's hot right now, so he's going to be there for a while. And then, I think that, the fact that he's been there for a long time, and, like, I think it would be better. You know what I mean?
Did you already answer who would you like to have seen defeat The Undertaker?
Fucking Flair.
Back in 2003.
I'm not against Flair doing that, but I don't think it ended.
After WCW made Flair look like shit for that many, you know, in the end, they made him look like a joke. For
WCW did? Or WWE?
Yeah, for WWE to bring it back in, that happened not long after the merger. To bring Flair in and be like, all right, Flair's going to beat The Undertaker. We're not going to make Flair a joke anymore. You know what I mean? We're going to have a real good fucking match.
See, but here's the rub. I feel like, although I don't really enjoy Brock Lesnar that much,
yeah,
if it was a good match and Brock won, I would be like, shit, man, that was a good match.
Quit, and he won.
You know what I mean?
Lesnar showed no emotion after he won.
He gave like some devilish smile, and that was pretty much
it. You know, it was just like, oh, I won. Oh, okay, cool.
Good, it was like they were practicing.
Yeah, he's just like, cool.
There were other guys that could have put on a good match with Taker. I think Jericho's won. I think Eddie Guerrero, you know, guy, and then the guys that are not, you know, passed away. There are a couple guys that could have, Guerrero, even, you know, a couple other guys too.
The one problem I might have had with, say, Kane was to beat The Undertaker is that for some reason, still right now, I can't take Kane like as a serious threat. There's been so much like, now he has a mask, now he's a corporate guy. You know what I mean?
Well, not the corporate Kane, but there's just so much history. Yeah. There's like history involved in it. And you could have easily had a storyline of Kane beating The Undertaker and, you know, just something. What WWE did, I think, was a mistake on their end because you ruined WrestleMania for the future.
Because to me, yeah, that's it made special.
The Undertaker is probably 20-25% of the draw for WrestleMania,
yeah,
if not more. Now you don't have that draw. So what is going to be the next draw?
I hope not Brock.
I mean, yeah, and Brock's not even like a full-time wrestler there.
But also, do you think like for a while I was like, did he forget to count out? And then like even
did you feel like that? You're like, wait a minute, was this real?
No, because it was like
I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Like part of me was like, is he just like tired? You know, like
actually, part of me did think that. Like when he was laying there,
yeah,
he was just like, oh shit,
he'll be 50 in like a year.
Is he just like, man, I thought that was two?
But yeah, I was like, damn it, I guess I gotta keep selling this. Like
but
it was
the ref
meant to
would
be.
Know. I mean, if he can.
I don't know though, because like you know, you can kind of put your hand down.
But
slowly,
after, but yo, oh, you mean like if 30. The ref, counted two and he's not getting up.
That's what I mean. Like maybe
you can't
Undertaker
be chilling there with your arm up, like waiting.
Yeah,
there, you know?
Really
that's what I'm talking about. Like maybe the Undertaker, like seriously, thought that it was at two or something, and he was just like, "Whoa, shit, I missed it." It's like, I just killed my streak. Like, seriously, what if that happened? Because even, like, Paul Heyman's, I know people are like, oh, he's a great actor, but, like, Paul Heyman, like, his reaction was like, oh, shit, that just happened.
Yeah, like, a legit, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, so seriously, what if that did happen, though? Like, what if Undertaker just, for whatever reason, like, got knocked out and he, like, miscounted or something? I don't know.
Brian, did that thought pass your head? Was it like, was this real? Is this supposed to happen?
Well, I was talking to you previously. I was like, yeah, you know the Undertaker's going to win. Yeah, you know the Undertaker's going to win.
We all, you know,
like, and then all of a sudden it happened. It's like, damn, it happened like that?
Yeah, and the way it happened. That's what I'm
saying.
Were
you like, oh, shit? Were you like, oh, shit, they got us? Or
no, I was just like, damn.
Were you like, damn it?
And I was like, damn, like that guy. Who's that, the black dude?
The Ron Simmons?
Ron Simmons like,
damn!
Like, damn. And you're just looking at the TV, and you're like, did that just happen?
Now,
everybody had that, did that just happen?
Like, now, there was so much commotion happening on in front of our TV. Did anyone pay attention to see how the crowd, like the crowd noise was on the actual, in the actual arena? Were people like cheering, or was it just like dead silence?
In the Undertaker match?
Yeah, just at the end of the Undertaker match. Was it silence?
I think it was silent.
People were probably waking up at the end, and then they were like, people like, the people, you know, whoever they're watching, were probably shook them awake, and they're like, what the fuck?
What the, yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you think that's how? I feel like that could have been it, where people are like, they're just going to kick. Because there wasn't really a lot of reaction to the kickouts. So I bet people just thought like they're just waiting for the tombstone and finishing it. What other matches we had? So we had the first Triple H match, the Triple H Daniel Bryan match. Did you guys enjoy that match? Whatever you guys remember of the match?
Triple H can't wrestle anymore. It reminded me, remember watching WWF back in like 1991, 92, when the one guy'd have, you know, you're watching pay-per-view, the one guy'd have the other
like
guy
in your house?
Headlock for, yeah, like that era. But they be in a headlock, or they be in a fucking like full Nelson for, you know, like a real long time. And Brian didn't do that, but Triple H did that. Like, you know what I mean? Nothing fucking cool. Because,
I know that they're already working on, like, you know, Daniel Bryan's already injured going in, so it's like he's going to do the comeback. You know what I mean? It's like the face is doing the comeback. And, yeah, Triple H is doing an obvious threat. But Brian, did you feel like there was any fire in that match? Or was it just like, let's beat up Brian, and of course he's going to win?
Well, I think everybody knew that Daniel Bryan would win that match.
See, that's the tough thing.
Everybody knew that, and it was an opening match of the night. And I wasn't a big fan of Stephanie McMahon's role in that match. She was yelling on the side of the ring.
But
But
is that part of her character, though?
The character's not that great. I mean, that whole impact of that match just wasn't. It didn't draw me at all. I think Triple H, you know, his intro where he was dressed up like royalty, like a king. You know, I think his he needs.
Was that
to be
the most exciting part for you?
I thought it was the intros was a good thing for this WrestleMania. I think all the intros are very solid. They're well worked.
Other than the Randy Orton music, but like all the other shit.
I mean, it was pretty solid.
What about you, Carolyn? Did you enjoy that first match?
Yeah,
was it a good starter for the show?
I was happy that Daniel Bryan won, and I was like, okay, cool.
So it's almost in a way people already knew. So I feel like that's as like a creative standpoint, that could have been a challenge to be like. Yeah. You know, it's almost like you got to work twice as hard to surprise everyone.
But as much as I said, you know, Daniel Bryan's career has peaked, you got to give him a hell of a lot of credit for this show. It's one of the, in my opinion, one of the greatest WrestleMania shows by a particular wrestler of all time.
Because he's had
two long matches like that.
Yeah.
And to perform at that energy that he brought to the arena, especially after The Undertaker's loss, to still make the show be great, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit. So, you know, him as a wrestler in WWE, you know, he's elevated his game to that next level, to the face of the company. But like I said, I feel like I'd be shocked if he improved his career in terms of, I think tonight was his peak.
Like, where can we go from there?
Yeah, you can't.
He just got to consistently be a good wrestler for at least a couple more years. And
but if he brings that energy, like he reminds me of a young Shawn Michaels type of energy type of guy. He's a smaller guy that can, you know, bring it every night.
And that's a good question. I mean, for you, Matt, like, where do you see this going? Like, where can Daniel Bryan go from here? Because it could be like, you know, when the Ultimate Warrior won the belt, you're like, all right, cool, he won it.
What happened? He wanted more money.
He wanted more money. But lots of
that
good
match of Macho Man, and then, he wanted more money. They need better competition. And my beef with WWE currently compared to back in the day would be they don't have any good competition. There's a couple good dudes there, like Daniel Bryan, you talk like Cesaro, you know, worker guys that can actually, you know, carry the company. But I mean, but if you
and
only
the
have,
Shield, and the Shield,
if you only, yeah, the Shield, but if you only have that many people to carry the company, then you need more than that.
That could be the problem with having Triple H as the villain and a wrestler. It's like, well, do you just have him?
Here's the issue. I mean, TNA, I know they're not putting out that great of a product, but I feel like watching TNA or watching, you know, what I've watched at Ring of Honor, I feel like anybody could hold the world title there, and I don't feel like it with WWE.
Well, here's the moment I can give
you. Because they don't have good workers. You know what I mean?
So what would you say, because let's talk about, talk about Ring of Honor, do you like Ring of Honor over WWE, or it's just two different brands at this point?
I like it over WWE.
Why is that?
But you know why? But I mean, the crazy part, all the good workers are from, you know, Punk, fucking Bryan, they're from Ring of Honor. Other guys, you know, Joe from fucking TNA, Ring of Honor guys.
Joe.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, they're the good workers that could carry the company, but what do they have? They have to have good matches with them, too. They have to have other talent to have good matches, and I mean...
Who would you like to see feud with Daniel Bryan in WWE after this? Now that you've sort of seen everyone, since everyone's on the show, basically.
What t-shirt are you wearing, Joe?
CM Punk? I want to see that.
Yeah. CM Punk needs
I do
to come
too,
back
but I got
to
bring him back.
That's what I want to see. See that, Matt? That's what I want to see.
McMahon didn't create either one of them. They can't have them both. They can't have them both feuding.
My dream right now, because you know, right now CM Punk walked away. They say walked away, or if you listen during, like, I guess the stock meetings. Who are the investor meetings that Vince McMahon holds? And people are asking, well, so what happened to CM Punk? He doesn't say that he quit. He says that he's on a sabbatical. So, like, as in taking a break, or, you know, the same thing with Shawn Michaels, who he lost his smile. Yeah. And then, of course, and for me, I used to think it's weird that they like took away all of his, yeah. all of like the imagery and all this, and all just like the memory of CM Punk. To me,
they benoit him,
but for some reason that feels like so over the top that it's sort of like an angle. I don't know why I still believe that he's going to show up. Maybe tonight, like during Monday Night Raw, maybe he might show up. It might break. I don't know. There's a little bit of hope I have. I don't know.
When's the next time they're in Chicago?
They were just in Chicago. Oh,
okay.
And of course, they chanted the hell out of. They just kept on chanting CM Punk. And I feel like, in a way, I still believe that he's working the audience without even being there. And it's strange. But I feel like that's what I want to see. CM Punk is his contract is up in July. And I still want to see Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, loser leaves town in Chicago. Punk leaves. Punk loses. That'll be a great summer of Punk. You know, that'll be fine with me. And they've just feud all the way up until then. I see no problem with that. That's hoping, though. You know what I mean? He might show up tonight. It might blow our minds. That's crazy.
Who was the last wrestler to be at their peak like CM Punk was just a year ago, in my opinion, to now not even be in wrestling, not for injury or drug arrest or anything like that? I don't recall.
Who was the last person? Yeah.
Just going from that, the number one guy in the company, to being nobody now in the sport of wrestling.
What do you mean, like how they did with CM Punk, how they erased him, or just like in fame?
Goldberg?
Maybe Ziggler.
I mean, just in general. I mean, I don't recall a guy having that much of a downfall in terms of just as a professional career right now.
Are you talking about Punk?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I feel like that was a human choice. He was just solely just like, I see where this is going, and it's not worth it to me anymore. You guys have already bullshitted me.
I think that's
why
the WrestleMania, why it could have been better if CM Punk was involved.
Yeah.
I mean, WWE in general can be better with CM Punk. Well, that's what they need.
It's also amazing to see what's been going on in like the past year, too, because last year everyone loved Ziggler. Now Ziggler was just barely in it. I mean, you didn't even have the tag team match wasn't even in really the show.
It is pretty crazy how like the fans and also I guess WWE corporate, how fast they turn.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. It's like they'll just like erase you from history, or fans will just stop chanting. Or even like Ryback last year, he was like really big like a year or two ago. It was like Ryback.
It was
like,
Ryback.
Feed me more and like all that stuff. And now Ryback was just in the pre-show.
Yeah, Ryback. He last year faced Mark Henry and lost, actually. He lost, but he still like picked him up. Carolyn, do you have a favorite match in this show?
I think I did like, I guess, seeing Daniel Bryan win. And
was there any like legit surprises beyond the Undertaker?
Cesaro thing? I actually thought that Big Show was gonna win. So yeah. Then when Cesaro picked up Big Show and threw him over, I was like, whoa. That was a surprise.
And I had no idea Cesaro was actually going to be in that Battle Royal. I thought he was done in the earlier.
And he also
day.
Had the pre-show.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I was surprised by that. I was surprised. Actually, it was a night full of surprises because I was surprised by Cesaro. I was surprised that Undertaker's streak has ended. I guess Daniel Bryan did pay off. I'm happy that AJ won.
Let's talk about that. Matt, what'd you think about that Divas match? That was the one wild card that was put after the Undertaker match.
Well, one of the three Divas that like I want to bang one of the matches.
Which ones? First, before we start this, do you still want to bang Snooki?
You want to send that message?
You
want to send like I forgot.
You
want to
send that message out again?
I don't know what Snooki's looking like now. But I mean, yeah, I bang. Yeah. But anyway, don't take it like a penny. Okay, but yeah. AJ Lee, I bang AJ Lee. I bang the Bell Twins.
I love that you still use the word bang.
And Eva Marie. Nah. One of my friends is like, dude, you use the word Mac. Like we talk like that in the '90s. Yeah, I'm gonna Mac on her. I'm like,
what does that mean?
Like Mac, like you know, like I'm gonna hit on a girl, oh, okay. Mac.
But
on
that's
her.
Not Remember bang. Like, yeah.
Well, bang would come from when we were like 14 or 15.
Dude, I don't
like
her.
I can't believe. I can't believe. Yeah, but
with
I mean,
a gun?
Wouldn't it be? Yeah, but wouldn't
I like
it be
how done? It's a hit and a bang.
If I didn't use bang, I'd be like I want to fuck her. So you know what I mean? It's either gonna be bang or it's gonna be fuck. But anyway, no, not a big fan. But I mean, like AJ Lee, and she can actually on top of the fact I want to bang her, like she. She's a good wrestler, too.
But that match was in an interesting position because usually, like, after the Undertaker match, they would usually put a, like, okay, let's put in the rest break, Mac. Let's put the match that no one, the bathroom break. But it's funny how, like,
a squash match. Yeah. Like, they had Earthquake and Atom Bomb at, like, WrestleMania 10. I'm trying to remember. They always had one. And a lot of them used to have Tito Santana. Like, I remember, like, back in the day. But they would always, it used to be right before the main event.
Yeah.
Like, the one they had. They like a diva match is pretty short, but actually I feel like a real squash.
And it was
match,
under 10 minutes. This match was under 10 minutes.
But the Outlaws of Kane.
Oh yeah,
the
this match.
That would be that would be the definite.
See, what I thought was interesting about this is that, like, now the energy, like, switched, because now that all the energy was sucked out for the Undertaker and Brock Lesnar match, which is usually like the match where everyone's like, oh my god, that was the greatest match I've ever seen. I'm never gonna come back from that. Now it's everyone's response was like, oh, what? Like, you just, like, got...
It's like, shocked.
Like, shocked.
The brain was, like, erased.
And in a way, it's like, I felt like the energy people needed, like, the Divas match to bring it back up. What'd you feel, Brian?
It was kind of random, because all of a sudden, The Undertaker lost, everybody's crying in the stands, and then 2 seconds later, there's 30 half-naked women in the ring. How did they get there?
Because
everybody's
quick.
Talking about, like, oh, my God, The Undertaker lost, Undertaker lost, and then it's like, oh, my gosh. But I was impressed, actually, with the athleticism of the Divas. There were some great moves
have
that we saw in that match.
Have you been paying attention to the Divas or any of
that? Not really, but I saw, I mean, that was some cool moves. What was
it? Have you been watching Total Divas on E?
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, man.
They have their own reality show.
But no, I was impressed with the wrestling skills. There was more wrestling moves in that match than The Undertaker.
Who are you impressed with the most out of the Divas?
The redhead girl.
Were you really?
Oh.
Eva Marie? What did she do?
Oh my god!
Because you were looking at her and you're like, I'm trying to bang her. Exactly. I look at her. I've been looking for her on the internet for like a long time.
He's not trying to mac on her. He's trying to bang her.
Eventually, they're gonna have her.
Wait. Let me break down the math. What moves did Eva Marie
do?
She didn't need to do anything. Brian just looked at her with, like, I want to bang her.
She did a small package.
That's how I felt when I found her.
What?
I'm amazed by the athleticism of that red hair.
What impressed you with Eva Marie, Brian?
I don't know. I guess it was the red hair. I don't know. But what move was it?
Like,
where they had the three people? They had three girls on top of each other.
The Tower of Doom.
The Tower of Doom. That was one of the best moves all night.
I don't think she was part of that move, dude.
Well, she was watching it.
Just like Eva Marie. That. Are you out?
Yeah.
All right. I'll catch you again.
All right, later.
Matt's tapped out.
Thanks for coming, sir. But what's really interesting about that, that you chose Eva Marie, is that it's not a secret. Eva Marie does not really have the biggest skill set of anything, or she has barely a personality. But solely on her looks, Eva Marie has made it a far, far way. Actually, just switch with Matt's mic. Let's see if there's any difference.
Switch seats.
Yeah, you can take the headphones over there. So basically, it's like, can I hear you? Brian, say something.
Say something.
There you go. All right. So basically, it's funny because I feel like you had that same reaction everyone else does. She's such a great visual, and you can't really see, you can't really go beyond that. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I'm just overall in terms of actual just skill set, I was impressed. I would actually watch some of those women matches, the diva matches, over some of the, you know, these big guys that are boring.
Who else impressed you out of those divas? Because me personally, I'm a fan of, like, good divas or knockouts wrestling, because I'm like, I don't know, it's pretty impressive. But, like, at the same time,
in terms of skill, the black girl was pretty good.
Which one? The,
I guess, the she big went on booty a, one. She went on top rope and did.
With that's Naomi, yeah.
Did a move? I don't know. I mean, it was a good match.
What do you think, Carolyn?
I enjoyed the Divas, and I was glad that they at least had an opportunity to perform, because last year they didn't even have a match. And last year, from what I remember, in all of WrestleMania, I don't even think there was a woman in any of it.
Well, the AJ was on there.
I think
she wasn't.
Oh,
she
AJ,
didn't have a match.
Did she have like a run in for like two seconds?
Trish Stratus got inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Trish Stratus, and Trish Stratus was at the pre-show on this one too.
That's true. And Alita got in the Hall of Fame this year. But I will say, like, overall though, it's like, we got to see probably like 30 women in WrestleMania this year.
Yeah.
You know, and that's...
I guess.
That,
I don't know.
I mean, I didn't count them
all.
I didn't count them all, but, you know...
Even Vicky was there.
A large hand... And it was named the Vicky Guerrero event. So, like, it was... You can say that there was a female presence, whereas, like, last year, yeah, they had AJ for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But that's pretty shady, you know what I mean? To have, like, a whole female cast and, like, not have any of them.
Well, it's good marketing for WWE, because right now, WWE, back in the day, it was predominantly, in my opinion, just more of a male show. Now, it's evolved to where your fan base is probably now 40% women.
I feel like, and just the outcome of the match, I was surprised. I was really fearful that AJ was going to lose her belt.
To who?
Just lose. I thought they're going to give it to Naomi or Tamina, but like AJ won, and I feel like a lot of people want her to lose the belt because they say her title reign has been like sort of flat. But at the same time, I feel like it's not her performance that's flat; it's just sort of what they're giving her to do is flat. Or they, you know, she's the, like Brian. They have that on E. They have the Total Divas, which is like, you know, you can follow those two black chicks and the dancer blonde,
the Bella
twins, and all that. And that's their reality show.
Natalia.
Yeah, Natalia. And AJ Lee chose to not be on that show. So she chose to just, like, focus on wrestling. And I really appreciate that. I appreciate both ends. But I felt they're going to sacrifice AJ to the Total Divas, you know, just because now they get more ratings. But, you know, but she won, and I was really happy about that. I was really fearful. But I'm actually surprised, man. I didn't think that the Divas match was going to, like, surprise you or have cool, you know what I mean?
No, there were some high flying moves. It was like I said earlier, we need some lucha libre. We need some like fun, high octane moves. And there was a lot of high flying moves by the Divas for that whatever 5-10 minutes.
I thought there were some high octane moves in the pre show.
Yeah, like the 8 man tag.
Yeah,
that was. Did you see that one, Brian?
No, I missed it.
It was a good one too. Trying to think. Then after that, there really wasn't a lot of matches on this one because you had the Daniel Bryan, Triple H, and then the Shield, and then the Battle Royal, and then what other matches were there? Then you had the Undertaker, Divas match, and then am I missing any match in between that?
Was the that squash it? Match.
Oh, that was the Shield one, and then we have the main event of the Daniel Bryan and winning the belt. How do you think that match played out?
I think it was a solid match, but with the exception of Bautista there.
But
like, that was
did
like,
you pronounce it as Bautista?
There? What did he do there?
What did he do to get there?
I mean, no, but what? Why was... He didn't bring anything... He brought no presence at all to that
he's
match.
Just like, I'm big.
He was there.
The intel that I've gathered was that, the higher-ups, whoever's in charge, the group of the committee, they saw Batista as, you know, his new movie's coming out. They wanted to bring him back, and they thought he was going to get the reaction like The Rock did and have like, oh, it's a superstar that's coming back. We're going to cheer for him. But
he's a superstar. If you ask anybody on the street who is Batista, the average person doesn't know.
Yeah.
The average person everybody knows The Rock. Everybody know, you know, probably even knows, you know, Daniel Bryan right now. People know CM Punk. Nobody knows Batista.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even realize he had a new movie coming. I didn't even know he was an actor.
And that's why people are booing him, because they're like, oh, you're pushing this guy. We don't really care about him. But they still want to push him. He won the Royal Rumble. And of course, then he wins and goes and gets in the main event of WrestleMania, and here we are.
But
now
I'm one of those people,
nothing.
In terms of main events for WrestleMania, I think it should just be one-on-one. I don't like, you know, three-man...
That's true.
...bounce there. Like, it's almost as if we don't know who we want.
Yeah.
It's like you have to have a one-on-one match, and you got to promote that. Once you have three people, four people's a party, three people's... Or four people's a crowd, three people's perfect. Just like in wrestling, three-man match there, it didn't excite me. I could care less.
So overall feelings, what'd you feel about the... Just in general, the whole show. What were your thoughts going into it, and what did you think about the outcome?
One thing that was good was that they brought back a lot of legends. Even for little vignettes, it was just fun to see all the legends. It was... In terms of WrestleMania, like you mentioned, Carolyn, there's about the 20 women wrestlers, and then they brought back, they had that Royal Rumble type, mini Royal Rumble. There's so many wrestlers that we saw tonight, where in the past WrestleManias, you'd maybe only see maybe 10, 20 wrestlers. You pretty much saw the whole stable of the WWE. It was a perfect night for WWE. The Undertaker, him losing, I was a little bit disappointed, but...
But we're talking about it.
Records, yeah, exactly. Records and streaks are meant to be broken and meant to end. And Daniel Bryan, one of the most courageous nights in WrestleMania history, had two long matches. Overall, I think it was probably one of the better WrestleManias in the past 5 years, and good job by WWE overall.
What about you, Carolyn?
I will say, along with Bryan saying that the past 5 years, this is probably the most memorable WrestleMania going into it and leaving it. So it did hold up to expectations, and I was surprised by Undertaker and Cesaro. It was just a little rough to swallow the pill of the Undertaker being defeated in such a way that was so unmonumental.
And like the way I break out the whole show is like, wow, you have the amazingness of Cesaro, and then you have the sort of the sadness of the Undertaker losing, and then you have the hero coming in the end and winning, and then you have the Divas. It's almost like you really got the full roller coaster. And what else can you do when you're structuring a whole show? Because last year we really slammed the shit out of them. Last year you're like, that one sucked.
Last year was not a good WrestleMania.
Because I think they were promoting The Rock.
Yeah,
they're trying to promote him come back once a year or whatever. By not having The Rock, I think the WWE's kind of moved on finally from The Rock's image.
And I do think that The Rock, it was nice to see The Rock, Stone Cold, and Hulk Hogan in the very beginning. So it's like, hey, you get a taste of them for 10 minutes, and then we move on to the show.
Yeah, I think we'll see that with The Undertaker in the future.
Yeah. But it was definitely memorable. One of the fears I had was because also this is the first show that was streamed on the WWE Network. And this is their testing ground because, like, this pretty much anyone who's going to watch wrestling is going to watch WrestleMania. It doesn't matter if you love it or not. There's people want to watch WrestleMania. And so their test is if they're going to get the network, will it shut down? I felt like it worked out perfectly awesome.
Flawless.
I was fearing that it was going to shut down. I'm like,
except for they needed a post-game show like we're doing right now.
To a post-game show because they always do it for Raw. So I'm like, they should have it for WrestleMania. But they did do a pre-game. So I don't know. I mean, I guess
the post-game is going to be Raw tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, that was a lot of because they've been there broadcasting probably like two or four hours before the show started.
So it's almost doing all the media appearances all weekend long.
Yeah, and they got access. And it's true, they have Raw, in which we'll probably talk about next week. And
I would have liked to at least seen, I know this sounds so silly and more demanding, but I would have liked to seen at least 15 minutes of like interviews and reactions by the commentators and Booker T and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
just because we're so used to it now, and it's what's good about it now, if you think about it, it shows that having that post show is actually pretty effective. Especially for wrestling.
It's like we want more.
Have you seen the post shows yet on there, Brian?
No, I haven't seen WWE Network yet.
It's exactly like how we are. It's like you got Booker T, you have Josh Matthews, and you have,
Riley.
What's his name?
Alex Riley.
Alex Riley from... also from Northern Virginia, and they're talking like how we are. We're like, what'd you think of Batista? It looks like legit, like Sports Center at the venue, like how they do at football. And like, I'm like, I used to think that was lame, but I was like, wow, this is actually pretty awesome.
Or you could even interview people leaving the stadium.
Yeah.
And be like, what was your reaction? Like, people's like, oh my gosh, Undertaker lost. Oh my gosh, like just get man on the street type interviews.
Yeah.
It'd be just interesting to see what people have
to say. They'll probably implement that in the future.
Well, I want to thank you, Brian, for being on the show, post WrestleMania show with us.
It's a good tradition.
I know, man. It's pretty awesome. Thank you for being here, Carolyn. As well, you are the best one ever. Because you know what, my name is Joe,
and I'm Carolyn.
You guys have been great. Be excellent to each other. Keep on watching professional wrestling because that is more real than real life. Catch y'all later. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Good night.
Yes.